Welcome to Find the Magic, the podcast that will help you honor yourself, your kids, and your partner.
We'll give you tips and strategies to create peace and authenticity within your family.
We inhale a ridiculous amount of books and life tools and distill the information for you. I'm Terilyn Griffin.
I'm Caitlin Gabriel.
And I'm Felicia Allen. Let's find the magic together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Caitlin here, and I had an experience this week that was really poignant for me and really meaningful, and it honestly kind of triggered these thoughts for me of some of the things that I'm going to talk about today. And that is, so this week, it was really, really sad. My cat that I had growing up, or at least growing up the latter part of my life at home at my parents' house, he just passed away. So we got him when I was in junior high. And so I had him for like that time during my growing up years. And I truly loved this cat so much. And we had dogs growing up. We did have a couple of different cats too. And I loved all of them. And they were all great and wonderful in their own way. But this cat was something special. He really was like the best cat in the whole world. And I really loved him. So, and just like with all pets, anybody who has pets, like your pets go through a lot with you and they're always there and they just have this like unconditional love for whatever things you're going through. And anyway, they really do become, you know, part of our hearts. And so I always, even after I moved out, like I have always claimed this cat as my own. I love him so much. His name is Fluffy. So, he had lived a long life, like he was over 15 years old when he passed away this week. And so he'd lived a really long, good life. And but it was really interesting. So a couple of the things that were interesting, and this is kind of what I feel like I just was able to learn a few lessons from this experience. So I was talking to my husband about this because we kind of knew that he was going to be passing away just because he was old. He was kind of just, you know, you could tell, like, he actually had been looking so spry up until just a couple of months ago. And then you could kind of see he was starting to look a lot more frail. He was losing weight. He didn't quite move the same way. He was sleeping a lot more, just all the things. And, you know, my parents said that he was starting to have accidents more. Yeah, he just wasn't eating as much. So I kind of knew it was coming. And my mom had called me and said, like, you know, we think he's probably going to die. So I had gone to my parents' house before and kind of like said my goodbyes. But I was telling Cam that night, my husband, that I have never quite experienced this with a pet before. And I know that other people probably have, but I don't know if anybody's had the experience of like actually seeing a pet from their baby years all the way until the end, like to when they're old. Like, I feel like I had, with the different pets that we had, you know, we had a dog when I was little, but I never actually saw her as a puppy because they got her as a puppy, I think, before I was born. So I did see her get old and see her pass away, but I didn't really see the beginning part. And then for a variety of different reasons, some of our other pets, I haven't, either they've died early for different reasons or anyway. So this is the first pet that I've seen die from like being a kitty all the way till growing old and dying. And it was so interesting. It was just like a really interesting experience to see, because when you think about it, we really rarely have that kind of thing with humans, right? It's like with our parents, we really only see them in their adult years and be like, you know, into their elderly years. And with our kids, most of us won't see our kids reach old age because we will most likely have passed away by the time they hit those years. So it's like we'll see the beginning parts of their lives, but not as much the end, usually, of them getting older. And even like your siblings, it's different too. It's like maybe you saw like a good chunk of their lives, but I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting place to be, to witness something or someone be a kitty or a baby and then see them go through that whole life cycle to the very end of when they get old and die. And I was thinking about this because, you know, I was thinking back to, you know, when he was a kitty and he was so playful and he loved, you know, he would do the silliest things and he loved strings and he also was obsessed with Q-tips. He would like get Q-tips and go and store them in our furnace room, like underneath the door to our furnace room, which he couldn't even get to. You know, he would just like do these really silly, quirky things. And then I saw him like into a teenage cat. And then, you know, pretty much most of his adult life, he was mostly the same. He was always pretty chill and like he would be playful, but he also just loved to snuggle. So I feel like I witnessed that. And then seeing him get older, it was interesting because it didn't really ever seem, he seemed actually totally fine up until like the last 6 weeks to 2 months of his life. And then that was when I feel like he really started to decline and you could see it and you could tell. But I was thinking about it and I talked to my mom about this and I was reading about it that what's interesting is that like for him, again, a lesson that I feel like I learned as I was kind of observing this process and thinking about it was that like with cats, or I would assume most animals, like they don't really ever fight the present moment or they don't ever fight the process of life. Like when they're kitties, they're children and they act like kitties. When they're in their normal other part of life, like just like being an adult cat, they do it. And then as I watched him kind of decline, I don't think he ever was like, oh, like I don't want this to happen. I think he just didn't eat as much because he was listening to his body and his body was telling him like, we don't need as much food. And he was sleeping more because his body was saying like, hey, I'm like kind of shutting down a little bit and I need more sleep. And anyway, and like, you know, right up at the end, he kind of stopped doing some of the things that he really loved. But that was just because I think like he just listened to his body. It never seemed like he was in pain. He just slowly kind of like stopped doing certain things. And it was so interesting to like almost watch that process of kind of like dying in a peaceful way. That like I think sometimes as humans, and again, I know that I can't speak to him verbally, so I can't exactly hear what he was thinking. But I think for humans, we do seem to sometimes fight processes. And I would say, especially death, like, you know, I think many people fear death or that process. And like for him, it was just, you could tell he was just like living his life, how like instinctually and how it felt right. And I was thinking like, he's not fighting this process. He's not like anti-aging. He's not trying to find like anti-aging things. He's just like enjoying the process of getting older. And anyway, this is like a long way to put it, but this whole lesson made me think about, honestly, just like a lesson that I feel like I learned from Fluffy, my cat, to be present and really like accepting the moments of what's coming and like living in an aligned way so that as we go throughout life, like we really are just being fully present. And, it kind of made me think, so there's a quote by a person named, I hope I'm saying this name right, but it's called Mirko Thumb. And it says, the present moment is the only thing where there is no time. It is a point between past and future. It is always there, and it is the only point we can access in time. I'm going to repeat that part. It's the only point we can access in time. Everything that happens, happens in the present moment. Everything that ever happened and ever will happen, can only happen in the present moment. It is impossible for anything to exist outside of it. So I just, and I love that quote, because when you think about it, it's like, this is the only moment that we have. I know I've kind of said it before, but I love this quote, how it put it, that it's like, yeah, anytime that we're thinking about the future, that future is only going to happen, like, in the present. And anything that happened in the past only happened in that current moment, which I know that might sound simple, but sometimes I think about that and it's like, sometimes we are living so outside of the moment, thinking about so many different things when like right now is the only access in time. Like this is the only point that we have, which I just think is so interesting. And I think all of this has made me think, I remember growing up that I had a friend who she always kind of seemed to be looking for, you know, we were in junior high and I feel like she was like, oh, I can't wait to be done with this and be in high school. And then I remember we were in high school and I remember being like, oh, I just can't wait till I'm a junior or then a senior. And then I was like, oh, I just want to be graduated. Like once I'm graduated, things will be, you know, and I can go to college and move out. And then it just seemed like she was always like never quite satisfied with where she was at. She always was just like waiting for the next thing. But the crazy thing is that it's like, if we don't enjoy where we're at now, we probably won't really enjoy the future moments, whatever that may bring, because we haven't learned how to actually be in the present. And that is the only time that we actually have. And so all of this just got me thinking about really the power of being present and setting that intention and doing some of the things, you know, we talk about in the podcast tools. There's all sorts of tools that we have. There's mindfulness, which is a big one. That's just paying attention, literally paying attention to your present moment and observing it. Like, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? What are you being? And I think, and I love it because kids are such a wonderful example of that. They truly are present. They're never thinking about the past or the future or whatever. They're just fully enjoying it, especially babies. Babies are a super good example of that. And I think, like, I'm definitely the type of person that I look forward to the future often. And I'm a planner and I'm thinking about that. And sometimes it even keeps me from sleeping. Like I'll stay up at night thinking about what could happen, both bad and good. Like I sometimes will even just stay up. And I was thinking about this, that it was like, you know, when I'm staying up at night, right now is the only time that I have to sleep. So I can think about the future maybe tomorrow, but right now is my time to sleep. Like and when I think about that, sometimes it does help me to actually just be like, okay, yeah, like right now is my time for sleep. I'm going to let this go. And especially when we're worried about things, maybe we're worried about something with our job or our kids. There's this quote from Oprah that says, "Trust in this. You'll handle whatever shakeup the next moment brings when you get to it," which is so true. It's like when we do encounter a problem or an issue or a shakeup, as she puts it, we will handle it when it gets to it. But planning in advance or trying to like walk through it isn't necessarily going to help us usually. It just is robbing us of our present moment now. And so I guess my magic moment that I want to leave with you all and kind of like a try it or not is to take a deep breath right now, wherever you are listening to this, and be in your present moment and think about where you are. And throughout the day, like be present. And instead of thinking about all the things in the past or the future, just choosing to be present. And I think that as we have transitions in life and as things come and go and as hard things come and good things come, we are going to be able to deal with it, but as we deal with it in the present moment. And so, I just kind of wanted to remind us of the magic and the power of being present now and what that can do for us. And I think just with this recent experience with Fluffy this week, that was just a lesson that I feel like I learned from him. It was so good. I feel like pets are a really good example of that too. They are just present and they're so present with the people that they're with and what they're doing. And I think they're also really good examples of that. So I hope wherever you are, you can find the magic in that. If you like what you heard today, please share this with a friend or loved one. This means so much to us and it helps the podcast continue to grow. And if this podcast has meant something to you, there are three things that you can do right now that will help us immensely. The first is to subscribe or follow us. And you can do that by going to our page wherever you listen to podcasts. And then if you tap on the upper right-hand corner, there is usually a plus sign or a subscribe button. And just go ahead and tap that and that will allow you to subscribe or follow us. Which what this does is make sure that you never miss an episode and it really helps us at Find the Magic. The second thing you can do is share it with a friend. So if you like what you heard, send it to somebody or post it on social media. This does a ton to help our podcast continue to grow and for us to be able to make more episodes. And lastly, if you've enjoyed being here with us on Find the Magic, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star review. We read every single one of those reviews and we appreciate them so much. And we want you guys to know that we feel that you, our listeners, are our friends, and we're so grateful. Thank you so much for sticking with us on this journey. We have loved it. So let's find the magic together.
Brown cows.